Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Hey. Hello.
How are y'all?
It's 2026.
Oh, gosh. I was about to say 2025.
What is it? The year of the horse.
I went ride backwards.
Ride him.
Ride him.
The horse.
The horse.
What kind of horse?
Not the white one.
At all.
Say no to drugs.
I'm glad you said ride them, because one thing about the year of the horse, you either going to ride that motherfucker
or you
going to get trampled by that bitch. So you decide right now what kind of year you going to have. You going to ride this motherfucker or you going to get trampled by it.
Have y'all ever been trampled over?
Yes.
I have.
You've been trampled? I have not.
Girl, not by a horse, by a horse
back
of people.
Back in the 90s. I was at the Fame nightclub on Two Notch Road.
Oh, no. See? Mm-mm.
And somebody decided they want to fight. Me and Paris Walker standing at the entrance. I be goddamn. Them horses and herds of ox and yaks and hippopotamuses came and damn near broke. And we standing at the entrance. So when they came, I felt every last motherfucker in that club done twist my ponytail off.
That's damn near a stampede of people.
I
believe that's why my back is the way. But look, me and Sue was at the Atlantic Station, and Lil Churn decided it was cool to start shooting. So it's an ass of people in there. When we heard the people running towards us, it sounded like a building was crumbling almost.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so scared. I was like, Lord, let's just duck off in the... Because when you got like a mass of people coming at you, and these kids, so they fast. So I didn't have time to run away from them. I had to get behind something because they was going to trample me. Kids would have killed our old asses. So we like ducked off behind a building.
Oh, wow. I was at Banana Joe's back in the day down in the Vista. And me being who I am on my phone, my homegirl's like, I think somebody's about to pop off. It's on the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they all the way over there. We over here, like complete opposite sides of the room. And next thing I know, it's like, you know how you're in the stadium and everybody doing the wave?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was. It's like it went from one side of the building and it was like the wave happened. And here I am texting on my phone, not paying attention.
Being a Gemini.
And sitting, I was at a high top table.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the table got crushed over.
Oh, God.
I mean, yeah. So I left out of there limping. My heel was busted. I had no heel. My pants was busted. And I'm walking across, I said, Gervais Street, limping on like...
Where was your friend?
Oh, they were outside.
Oh,
what, you said you left?
They told me. They said, I told you to come on, but you was...
But you was...
What that remind us of, Sue? Where we was at? 48.
40, yes. Me and Yoshi goes to the car.
Because we got good sense.
As soon as
I walked in that motherfucker, I said, something ain't right.
We stayed there 0.5 seconds. No, maybe 30. Maybe 30
and
seconds.
And it popped off.
I'm telling you, me and Yoshi was in the car.
The minute we walked in, I looked at
right
her
back
and she looked at me.
Mm-mm.
I said, let's go.
That was your first and only time there?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was my spot.
And the other two we with trying
now,
to be grown.
If you know, I'm looking, you know that was some hood shit. Because I will go with you. I don't care. I will hang out in Bethel Bishop before I go back to 48.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
But the minute,
and the colonies.
How is it that the minute we walk in there, we look at each other and say,
absolutely not.
We felt it.
Mm-mm.
This is how you know we have an intuitive spirit. Them other two just is lost. What's wrong with y'all?
Dilly dally.
We just walked in.
Got dang on Goldilocks.
Ain't nothing going
on. Goldilocks.
The minute we got in the car, shut the door,
Goldilocks.
And looked at each other again, I begot that pop, 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 pop. Ah! Here everybody come.
Mm-mm.
I said, told you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
That was my little
absolutely
spot.
Absolutely not. I'm not.
I used to be in 48 almost every weekend.
At that club. Yeah. Well, no, that convenience store, they turned into a club. Absolutely not.
Free before 11.
Y'all,
I used to go get my hand stamped, then go home and get dressed.
I have no problem hanging out in the neighborhoods. I've been in them.
We didn't have no business in 48.
Not 48. I would never go.
Maybe because y'all didn't look the part.
Absolutely not.
Maybe because y'all just look different. Cause you know,
I am the chameleon of everything. I will blend in anywhere. 48.
It's just different. Mm-mm. That's a whole
I will
beast.
Go down there in Starlight neighborhood
now
before I go back
that's
in.
Not true.
Oh my God.
I'll stay and listen. See, y'all know I'm naming them names because you know what I know. I will go at Starlight, y'all, before I go back to that 48
club.
Now
I'm going to take you back
well,
on what you just said.
Well, half the people in Starlight is at the 48
I will go
club.
Hang out in the neighborhood before I go back to that club.
So look here. We go to this club in Florida, too. Mangoes. Boy, I never forget. So, and how I'm going to tell you the date is this was the day of Trayvon Martin's trial.
Was it Trayvon? Yep.
And Robert, what the man name was that killed him? He was on trial and they were about to give the verdict. George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
So they was about to do the verdict.
Yes.
So Florida.
We in Florida, y'all.
And we in
Jacksonville.
Florida's tension
Duval.
Was high that night.
Yes.
Baby, we walk in that club. Everybody looked at us as though you have no business here. Everyone knew it was me, Sue, Kadada,
Jen.
We walking through the club. I said, y'all, something didn't sit right, but I was like, we in Florida. Let's just get a drink and go on, leave. They playing this music, but in between every song is poop, 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 poop.
Trayvon Martin, we gonna do this for you, Trayvon Martin. But as soon as that verdict hit, what song did they play? Trick Daddy, Don't Fuck With the South.
Baby. All hell broke loose in that. And it was like, by this time we at the bar. I saw a nigga do a line of cocaine on the table.
Oh,
so
look up at me.
Because so the two white girls. So Yoshi. See, because y'all gotta understand. Yoshi was in the front.
Yeah.
We put them two, Kadada and Jennifer, in the middle because, Lord have mercy.
But then I was at the end. They had to have a muscle in the front and the back.
Because, you know, Jennifer don't care. She gonna talk to everybody. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
They fucking oblivious.
Jesus Christ.
Baby, it was like a series of events that came down at one time.
All I wanted was a strawberry. Do y'all remember them? The Lime-a-ritas and strawberry-tas. That's all I wanted.
Literally, the song came on. The nigga did the line of coke. The two white girls was standing there looking at us like we gonna beat their ass. and the man looked up and said, y'all don't belong here.
All I wanted was a Lime-a-rita.
He said,
or a strawberry.
Looked up at us and said, y'all don't belong here. I said, hey man, let's get the fuck out.
But you want to know something?
Right.
That security guard, when we parked the car, tried to warn us, y'all going in there?
He said, y'all going in there? I said, yeah.
Until this day, every time I think about it, I check to see if Mangoes is still, because that's the club.
Yeah.
Y'all, I check and see if Mangoes still, because I want to go by it. You know what? I'm being dead serious. We got to take a road trip.
Because
I need to take a picture.
Walk,
that is a historical mark in my life.
The further we walk through that club, it's like we was walking
the
to
hooder,
the doom.
It became.
It just got hooder.
Is that a word?
Hooder,
yes.
And hooder.
More
every
hood.
Step we took, but for that song to come on, the cocaine,
all
the white girls, and the man,
and you hear Trick Daddy say, y'all motherfuckers want to know why, And next thing you know,
the crowd went crazy.
But of course, you know, that's my song too. So I want to, but I'm like, let me have my radar on because I got a little bit right in front of me and she wants to talk to everybody because people mesmerized with her eyes. And then, you know, and I'm sitting up here like, come on here.
Kadada looking just as lost, like,
I can see how they look right now.
Child.
I can see all of y'all faces, all of them.
And all I did, I got a bottle. I don't even drink liquor out no bottle, but I made sure to get a bottle of got beer.
Was it a wine cooler? I just know I wanted this margarita. I wanted the strawberry.
The way I felt, I said, I'm going to have to buzz a bitch cross their head tonight with this goddamn bottle.
Do they still sell the strawberries in line?
But did y'all feel weird going in there?
I felt normal going in, but
as soon as we
as we started walking through, I said, "Hold on, because I can always feel it out."
You know the movies like it's a bar and it's a country bar, and then the black person in the movie walking, everybody stopping. Look, I promise you, that's exactly. I'm telling
Dumb
you,
we niggas
if
know.
We had cameras rolling with us through our lives, we would be. Oh, millionaires.
Okay.
But did y'all leave?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, especially. Okay.
When the guy said, y'all don't belong here, that's what
I Hell yeah. I had the bottle, and I walked that bottle in my hand like this.
I had them poured all the shit out. Jesus. I ain't even drink. But I had that bottle clutch because I was going to make sure. Because as we're walking through there, if eyes was daggers, because everybody knew we were not from there. We just didn't blend in. We didn't. I think we were overdressed, maybe. And I don't even think.
I mean, what we had?
We weren't
over. It was hot.
I think we had like on nice top and some jeans and some heels.
Or maybe some. Yeah. Maybe some good capris something.
It wasn't right.
So was your cortisol level high?
Oh, you goddamn right. Because. Every time I'm somewhere where I know I have no fucking business, let me tell you something. God done saved me a many a times.
A quadrillion.
A many a times. I done got in cars with niggas, and the car done got shot out as soon as I got out the car.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a ride home and this is why I drive my own car. I done got a ride home from somebody because I don't like where I'm at. Mind you, as soon as I leave, some shit break off and they shot that up. See, I know when I need to get the fuck out of there.
Gee.
I got home from the dude who took me home from the thing. He got shot at leaving. I don't know why he got shot. Next thing you know, 3 weeks later, this motherfucker on America's Most Wanted. You see what I'm talking about? How God done kept me? When I tell you I got a goddamn testimony, but when the shit ain't right, look, he trying to get my phone number when he dropped me off. I said, nigga, I ain't gonna never see you again.
Oh, you didn't know who he was?
No. Oh. I got a ride home because I didn't drive my car that night.
Okay. Dang.
But I tell you, God done kept me. God has kept me. When you know you covered by the blood of Jesus, you better tell him thank you.
You're right about that.
What it say?
You are right.
God's the real nigga.
Tell him thank you.
Tell him thank you. So, baby, that done been playing rent-free in my head.
Oh, my goodness.
I told.
Did you see that, Vaughn?
Baby, when you start looking back at
Dave Chappelle.
No, the guy saying, you woke up.
It's a little post.
You thinking you the nigga. He said, God the real nigga.
Tell him thank you. But I told a girl the other day, she told me how good I look for my age. I said, baby, I supposed to have been dead 5 times already. I got more lies than a cat. To look this good at all I've been through in my life, I can't do nothing but thank the Lord. I know I got a higher calling on me. Because, let me tell you.
And there's one more thing I want to say about the horse. just recently, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the Garner's Ferry Walmart. Uh-uh. Did y'all hear about the horse in Garner's Ferry Walmart?
No.
So a man walks into the Garner's Ferry Road Walmart on the horse in the store. Trotting in the store.
Are you serious, Mom?
Dead serious. This recently happened.
That's his emotional support animal.
Recently, like days ago. A day ago.
Girl.
Yes, they
Was he mentally ill?
Well, they handcuffed him. I don't know if they took him to jail or whatever.
Why they handcuff him? Did he break the law?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened in the store for them to handcuff him. But, you know, it's circulating around the internet.
See, yeah, okay. You know,
I mean, so you just walk in the store with the horse. So yeah. What, you shopping? Nigga, I mean, what was the point of that?
Maybe he just didn't want his horse.
So I took a picture.
Good Lord. Are you serious, Vaughn?
Yeah, this dead serious. Yes.
Mm. Is he a Wahiti?
He looks
Hispanic.
Look at the man. Look at the man in the black hat. Look at
I know. Look, he said, I know this. He said, I know this nigga ain't in here on no goddamn horse.
He said, I know you fucking lied. What is happening?
But let me tell you something. If it don't happen on 48, it's gonna happen in motherfucking Eastover. And well, that's where them people at.
That's the closest Walmart.
When I tell you. There's
some wonderful people there.
Areas I don't fuck around in. What's that? And that's 48 in Eastover.
Oh, I hang in Eastover all day. I hang in Eastover and Hopkins all day.
Hell no.
Hang out and know people are two
fuck
different
that.
Things.
I'm from Bronx, New York.
Look, I said both
Listen
of them.
Listen to me. I ain't scared of nothing.
Right.
But I'm scared of Schoolhouse Road.
Why?
Well, I'm not.
I'm scared of Schoolhouse Road.
I'm not.
I'm scared of Hopkins and Eastover.
You want to know why?
I'm scared of 48. After 8 o'clock. All
I don't.
Day
I
long.
Just. I just don't. I just don't want to. All fucking day
you know
long.
What? No,
I don't want no. And Reed
I think
Street
because school ain't nothing wrong with now. I think now that's a myth. Now I think
okay.
Yeah,
so
they're
so
clear
Reed
now.
Street better
they,
now.
They cleaned
since
it
they
up.
Put the church down there.
Well, the
I
church
always, always been there.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. Ever since I was a little girl.
Yeah,
Daddy Grace Church.
That church
they built that.
No.
The new church. Okay, they built the new church.
Must be the new one, but yes. I'm saying the church has always been there.
Church always been
there. Okay.
Yeah, but I think because Schoolhouse Road just remind me of Albany so much. Like the South Side and then like Reed Street, Green Street. Like I think that whole area.
That's
what I'm saying. It doesn't, colonies. Bethel Bishop just remind me of home. I think that's what it is. And then when you look at Hopkins and Eastover, I mean... It's the same folks. They just in the country. They got limited resources. But it's some good people.
Well, I grew up in Pinehurst and area, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, that's why when I first was introduced to Greenview, I was like, man, please, let me get a chair and sit on the porch and wave to everybody and say, yeah, Greenview and Belvedere and all of them. Like, it just seemed it was home. I don't know.
You went back into the town or into the city, you felt more connected than for me. For me,
I felt more connected than
where I was living.
Maybe it's because I'm a transient and I'm not from here.
I've never.
Maybe from another New Yorker. Okay, so you think about city, it's rough. In the motherfucking city, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I have never felt at home or that I belong.
Uh-huh. I think it's more about community and the people. Because you always, somebody's going to always remind you. Yeah, somebody's going to remind you of your aunt and uncle. You know, and it all depends on where you grew up.
And because.
I guess that's the difference in the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because. Let's say this. I'm a firm believer in there's no place worse off than the other.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Every place got a hood. Every place got a ghetto. Every place got, you know, murderers and drug dealers and that. You know, everybody got the hood.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, I think in New York, you do a lot more minding your own yard. So a lot less places feel like home because your head always on a swivel.
Right.
And so you're always, like, you always try not to get your pocket picked or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you always got to be on, you always got to be observant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you never really truly feel comfortable. I don't think there's ever been
no
a place.
No matter where you go, you don't feel comfortable.
I've never, like, comfortable unless I'm in my own house since I've been down south.
Right.
Never not one place felt.
Like, I get that. Like,
if I'm in someone's
but
home. Or
as far as vibing with people. Or,
no, that's you what I'm talking about. Yeah, with
I'm
community.
You can vibe with people, but I think in the South, the Southern hospitality sort of, I don't know the correct word. The Southern hospitality, I forget what it's called, but like basically that view of the South is it's homey. It's,
everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome. That's mm-hmm. the view. To a New Yorker, it comes off fake. To a New Yorker, it comes off as, what's this?
Because y'all not
what's
used to it. Y'all not it's, used to having that friendliness.
Well, it's that and what's the motive?
Right.
Right.
You
something's
know what I'm saying?
Behind
like
this.
Something is behind. And in most cases for me, early in my time here, it was that. It was they were trying to get something.
But is it because they knew you weren't from here and that's why they tried you?
No, it wasn't a try. I think the people that I encountered, they just weren't, because my journey a little different. I came in when I was 21 and went to college. So I'm in college with a bunch of 17, 18 year olds. I'm a freshman, 21-year-old freshman, and they freshmen at 17, 18. And their view on the world, I've already lived, I've already been homeless. I can go to the liquor store and buy my own liquor. Like, I done lived a life. And these people are trying to get over on me. And I'm like, you stupid motherfuckers. Like, how are you? You don't even know what the world is. And so they came off as trying to be my friend to get to another point. And sometimes you got to be like, hey, man.
Well, is that a Southern thing or is that
No, I think it's I think to a certain degree it's a Southern thing because I think the majority of, I won't say all, but the majority of people that I've met, even as an adult, is angling for something. It's something to benefit them. They're angling for something. They're not just nice to you just to be nice. I could count on maybe two hands, true friends. Right. Like people I can say.
I think what unnerves me more about that with being a New Yorker is that at least in New York,
I know you.
I know everyone around me is grimy. So for me to establish a relationship with someone there, it's so transparent and true that I don't even have to question it.
Yep.
Mm. Whereas here with everyone masking to be nice, it's almost like, how do I tell if they genuinely fuck with me or if not. They don't?
Okay,
I can get that.
Yeah, because
I can get that.
Like, if you don't fuck, like, you know, if you don't fuck with me, you don't fuck with me. You tell me that straight up. You know what I'm saying?
But the masking is when
the masking.
Like,
yeah, like even in my profession,
pretending
like,
to be
like even right. in my profession now, like I'm a straight up dude.
Ah, shit.
I'm a straight up dude as a coach. There's literally other coaches who dislike me, but will call me and talk to me like they like.
But
me.
At least you know.
No. I know because other people told me.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know because this person was like, yo.
Being straight up with
you. Yeah, being straight, man, I don't fuck with you. I'll tell you if I don't fuck with you. You don't know if I don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't call you. I don't shoot shit. I don't ask about your family. I don't care. But it's a lot of people who here feel like that's how they need to do to get something out of you or whatever it is. And I just think that's why we could never feel comfortable in any area, because at any moment you could be on a two train and something could pop off and you got to okay, which way am I gonna? So every time I enter a room where I don't know the majority of the people, like are my genuine people, I'm always, okay, that's the exit. That's the this. Okay, why is he doing this? Why is she talking to me?
Right.
You know, like, it's always everything that's going on. Like, even when I get home and park my car, I'm like, okay.
I'm looking around my yard just to make sure.
And this is just at my house.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I've ever felt comfortable in a room with people I didn't know just because of that fact, because I'm always waiting on something to happen. So to pull up to some, like, I've been invited to houses and they're like, oh, why you look so nervous? Why don't you sit down? Why don't you this? Why don't you that? Man, ma'am, no disrespect.
I don't know y'all, my
father. I don't know y'all. I'm here with this woman who I barely know. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day.
And I'm going to stand by the door.
Yeah, and I'm going, yeah.
Just in case I need to get the fuck out of here.
With my hands in my pocket where my keys are. Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. unnerving. It's just it's just being really observant. And I don't like to speak for all New Yorkers because mm-hmm. I can only speak for myself. Mm-hmm. And I guess Yoshi here is agreeing with my mm-hmm. statement. So I can't speak for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I know for me, as a New Yorker coming down as late in my life as I did, mm-hmm. I've just never been. The southern hospitality thing just seemed like a farce to me. Mm. It seemed like a mask. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't like me, why are you being nice to me anyway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, niceness is earned.
Yeah.
For you all.
Yeah.
For us. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And niceness is a way of life.
For me, it's a way of life.
And I don't understand that.
Yeah, and I don't.
Well, they say now the cultures are all mixed up anyway. There's no regions anymore. They say everybody's just...
Oh, no, because everybody's moved mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah, that's what they say now, the cultures
are but that's the same way with how I've learned along my journey and travels. Mm-hmm. I can't just assume because I'm in a workplace with 5 black women and there's 2 white women that these black women have my best interest more so than these 2 white women.
Right. That's true.
Because let me tell you something. I done had some white women, some Hispanic people.
Have your back.
That have had my motherfucking back. And them 5 black bitches was plotting against me mm-hmm. the whole fucking time.
And that is so... And what I want to say is...
Unfortunate and true.
And it is. And it is. It's so unfortunate with us. But what I want to say is I understand what you say because I'm very observant. Mm-hmm. And y'all have been around me a lot where you witness, like, I'll shut down. Mm-hmm. If something just don't seem right, mm-hmm. I would just totally, like, shut down. If something just... It could be an inkling or something. And I'll shut down and I'm like, God, why am I feeling this way? But so I get it. I get it. You got to be observant.
Yes.
You got to be observant.
But I thank God all the time for the anointment of mm-hmm. the ability to discern, the ability to feel mm-hmm. when I need to feel mm-hmm. something is not right. I used mm-hmm. to think it was a gift and a curse. And sometimes it can be because people are, well, we didn't know how to take you because you seem so mean. Your face is always, I got a resting bitch face. I do. Mm-hmm. I don't walk around this motherfucker smiley. I mean, I've been Wednesday Addams since I've been a little girl. I need to let people know I don't fuck around. Mm-hmm. And I think when you let people know mm-hmm. that you're not smiley and so happy-go-lucky, mm-hmm. they kind of tend
to... It's a different approach to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been told.
I don't
that.
Ever want you to see
not
me coming.
I've been told. But
I don't ever
that.
Want you to think you can predict what I'm gonna do. Because mm-hmm. I tell them people at the job all the time, I'm pleasant. I do my job, but I will air this bitch out. Mm-hmm. Please don't ever think when it come to me and you. When it come to me and you and saving my motherfucking life.
Listen, let me tell you something. I was at my old job. I had to coach against my old team 2 weeks ago, and one of the new coaching staff, one of the assistant coaches, was walking down the hallway at halftime. They were beating us by like 1 point. And they're walking down the hallway and this coach is talking cash, money, trash. Now, I said, it's only halftime. And he says something to me. Now, the athletic director has known me going on 10 years. And he's seen me flip. Like, I once had to go in front of, I had to go to the superintendent for a meeting because I told somebody, I know niggas who will put you in the trunk.
Mm-hmm. You ain't supposed to
and
say
I had
that
to go meet
work.
With the, I had to go meet with the AD, the superintendent, and the principal.
Oh, Lord.
Because they was like, Coach, are you really? I said, let me tell y'all what they was doing. And I went through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But so in that moment, the AD, like after he says, like the stuff, the stories you tell, like you really, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I really get to that point. So we walking down the hallway and I look at the AD. I said, hey, I said, you know me? We're going to have a totally different problem in here other than basketball if you don't shut up. Mm-hmm. And he turned and said, hey, I'm going to go talk to him right now. And literally made a beeline to their locker room to talk to him because he know me. I'm not a person who comes off as abrasive mm-hmm. because I know that there's a side of me that a lot of people don't want to see.
Nope.
I have short man syndrome. I've been little all my life. Mm-hmm. I done had to fight a lot of fights. And so at the end of the day, and I got my butt kicked a lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I ain't afraid of no ass whooping.
But you don't want.
Yeah, but I don't want a good bit.
Okay.
But that's so, right.
But I just think
but it's nothing wrong with being mm-hmm. assertive. That's what assertiveness is about. You're right there in the middle. You're not passive. You're not aggressive. Mm-hmm. You're right there in the middle. You're yeah. assertive.
I'm going to let you know.
I think what really unnerves me about a lot of people, especially here in the South, is they feel like they need to be liked.
100%.
Well, I think that's everywhere.
100%. Well,
no, yes, it is, Yoshi. It's everywhere.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's people
everywhere.
I think innately within us all,
mm-hmm.
we have like some of us care more than others whether people like us or not. But I mm-hmm. think everybody wants to be like your innate thing is you like to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
You may not care if you are or not,
right?
But you would like to be liked. I mean, if you didn't like to be liked, you wouldn't act the way you act.
Right.
When you go out, because to do business with people, people gotta like you.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta respect you. They gotta like you, and you would like for that to be the case. So innately, I just think some people care about it, and it goes to the top of their priority list more than others.
But do people up north really like to be liked?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think everybody has mm-hmm. that. I would like yep. to be. I would like to be liked. I don't yeah. care if I am.
I know, like, and I guess working on the installation that we work on, you have people from everywhere, mm-hmm. and right. it's the same ones. It's ones from up north. They from Philly. They from New York, Connecticut, mm-hmm. all that, and they just be pick me, like me, want to do everything. I think that has to do with environment mm-hmm. more than region and where you're from. I don't think, and a lot of people down south, they don't care if you like them, long as Jesus loves them and they family, mm-hmm. they good. And they'll tell you that.
I don't care if you like them. Yeah. In a nutshell, I don't care.
Yeah.
But there are people who really care.
I think I'm one of those people where I just want you to see me for the person I am. And so I project that I'm a good worker, I have a good work ethic, that I am an honest person, mm-hmm. that I am a good friend to my friends. I don't want to mm-hmm. be everybody's friends. Like, I got the yeah. same fucking 5 friends that I done had, and I'm cool with that. I don't even need no more friends, but I want people to see how good I am to the friends that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Just see me for being a good individual. You ain't got to like it,
because mm-hmm.
I told them motherfuckers that I work with, hey, when it come down to everything up in this motherfucker, I'm the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So whether the bitches that like me don't like me, you want me on your team, motherfucker, because you know how I work. Yeah. You know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I will even give that to them.
Mm-hmm.
I give everyone credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bitch at my job I cannot stand. But is she a great nurse? Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Is her mm-hmm. attitude fucked up? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. But if I was going to pick somebody to take care of me, she would be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to respect and give credit where credit is due, regardless of how you feel about the yeah. person themselves.
And that, I mean, that's professionalism.
It is.
That's professionalism at its best. So, you know, you're good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You can give accolades and even say, and it's not being fake when you say, hey, good job on mm-hmm. what you're doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep going. That's professionalism.
Right. But I also feel like people will, I was looking at something the other day that said, it was some nurses and they were picketing.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have seen the picket signs. It was just unbelievable.
Is that up in New York?
Up in New
yeah,
York.
Yeah, I saw right. that on the news.
So, baby, they was giving them the business on them goddamn signs. We said, we tired of the fucking pizzas in the break room.
yeah, we yes. want some
Give
bonuses,
me some
money.
Money.
Some money.
But it's see, that's how, it's always somebody who think they can
go to the little store.
Yeah.
Go to the office store and pick out your mug. I don't.
Yeah, I don't need no more mugs. I don't need no more fucking pizza. Where the goddamn money? Because, see, it's the people in the higher ups
$25 that's gift making card.
The six figures who don't do shit. Sam's. And they want to throw you a little crumb. Here, bitch. Good job.
We ain't taking that shit no more.
I feel you on that. A pizza party.
Pay these people what they worth.
You know, I would have more respect for a company.
Might as well give me construction paper and crayons.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Don't even give me the pizza.
$25 gift card. So yeah. I can go to Sam's and give me some toilet tissue and some paper towel.
Just like that thing I showed y'all. I can't be a part of that.
But you know, it's some people who will take the bulletin board and the, you know,
it's a gesture.
Right. Just
but show me at some point you got to show me how much you really mean. I really mean to you.
So in the federal government, they give you things for years of service. So when you 5 years, they give you a little paper certificate.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, you get like a pin that you pin on.
Mm-hmm.
15 years is something else, and 20, and so on. Right, and you're only supposed to do 25 years. But the rewards that they give you for the years of service be so bullshit. Mm-hmm. You be like, girl, when I got that 5-year certificate, I said, the fuck is the.
So let me ask you this, because I know in some companies they are doing like business innovation groups where you go in and you speak on the behalf of your coworkers saying, this is what we want. Can we, and you can also implement projects and rewards and things of that nature for the directors to review. Have you ever sat on any of those boards or anything?
Mm-mm, they don't choose me. They don't bring the militant in to sit on the board. Oh,
so they don't give y'all a thing to apply for?
They have the nurses on the board that play nice.
Oh.
They don't want me on there because I'd be too vocal.
I know for us, every job I said for mental health.
We do that at my
office. Yeah. And so we have it here. And so we have submitted some ideas and hopefully they are going to review them and hopefully they are approved. But now one was approved about our PTO.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to band and rally other people together. And now, you know, we have, quote unquote, mental health, wellness, and sick leave now. So we just don't use our PTO anymore. We do have mental health, wellness, and sick leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a part of that that project group.
Yes.
So hopefully the other ones will come into play. I just asked, you know, because of course it's like, well, what's the solution? We always hear what you're complaining about. What's the solution? So now you try to be a part of the solution.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I applaud the effort of them with the inclusion of even asking, because our management,
sure,
and supervisors, they don't give a damn how disgruntled we are. They don't.
And that's so, I hate that, because we are all public service workers. We all work with people.
Mm-hmm.
And we need mental health and wellness. We need to be known that we are appreciated and loved. Like, I loved it that job I had previously, like, we used to get the little eye care awards and the core values, and they used to give us the book so we can buy the stuff off.
I used to be jealous.
Good God, boy. That's one of my gifts right there, that purse. You know, they used to give you rewards and you were so happy. And I think that needs to be implemented. It's some kind of way it needs to be implemented. And yeah, now give us some pizza sometimes, because everybody don't have lunch all the time. And it's a good thing when you forget your lunch, you're like, hey, we got subs in the in the little whatever it's called, lounge or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean,
but it needs
I
to
think
be,
they yeah. should have. I'm sure they have it. You know, I'm going to try to find out for you. I'm sure they have it where you can go in, you can express some things and just have a solution. Because, of course, you know, you have your concern. Okay, so what's the solution? Solution-focused therapy.
We got the same bad manager, supervisor, who done been there terrorizing everybody for the last past 10 years, and nothing has happened to her. Nothing mm-hmm. is going to happen to her. They reward bad behavior. So guess what I do? I act just as bad as them. I do just enough, and I know how to, you know, keep the boat, mm-hmm. you know, steady. Mm-hmm. But I do as much as I can do to let them know I see exactly what you are and how you operate. And if that's how you want to do it, then we gonna motherfucking do it then. Let's mm-hmm. dance. So, you know, I'm the one they look at like, this goddamn Arrington and her bullshit. Right, right. Because I done peeped y'all. I would act better if y'all would. Mm-hmm. Now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they wonder why you lose
good people.
And it always is never like, well, what happened to Nurse Anne?
And all of us, I already let them know, y'all on borrowed time with me.
Where's Trayvon?
Y'all on borrowed time with me. And when Kobe leaves this motherfucker, when Kobe Bryant leaves this motherfucker, y'all gonna be through dealing. And that's just how I work all my jobs. I over deliver, and I am a high achiever, and I make all my jobs feel it when I'm mm-hmm. gone. Mm-hmm. One thing you can't say about me is that I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
You
there.
Left your mark.
Right. And I set a standard. Mm-hmm. I let them know if I'm doing this volume of patients, why is this I don't even know what to call them. Why are they doing this many mm-hmm. and at this level?
Productivity.
Yeah, the productivity don't match. So you're not going to tell me that these motherfuckers work around here when they ain't. Mm-hmm. But I think in life, you just have to set the bar of expectation. That's even with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I set the bar. Well, let me tell you something. When I get with a nigga, I set the bar so goddamn high, the next hoe he wind up with, she's a loser.
Oh, don't call her.
She is. She'll never be me. She'll never be me. And I do that on purpose. So your ass could try to come back. No, sir, I don't want you. You didn't know what to do with me when you had me. You think I'm coming back
mm-hmm.
to fucking Skid Row? Hell no. I always level up. Yeah, I always level up. I ain't going down. I'm moving forward.
Skid Row.
And that's how you should be in life. You should always raise the bar. You should always challenge yourself to be more. You should always have higher standards. And you should always perform at max level.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for, you know, the people you deal with and the people you work with, but just for yourself. It makes you feel better as an individual when you know you're giving 100% and putting your best foot forward. I mean, to me, I'm an integritous person.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with you.
And for you to just go to work and half work and look like anything.
Well, I can't half work because ain't nobody doing my job but me.
Right.
And I need to get it done right.
But even if you could, would you want somebody talking about you? But I got Vaughn. That's a lazy motherfucker.
One thing about I like to stay under the radar. I don't
mm-hmm.
I'm out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me do my job.
Let me do my job.
And because the thing about it, people can see you when you're not doing your work, and they see mm-hmm. when you are doing your work. But when mm-hmm. they see you not doing your work, it's going to be
more chatter.
Right.
It's going to be more chatter, more in your face.
Mm-hmm.
But it's chatter when you are doing your work.
Yeah.
Guess what? They can't do nothing about it.
They can't.
Mm-mm. They can't do nothing about it.
Or even when you're not doing your work and you're resting, they're just looking like, well, how long is she going to rest? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but that's why I over deliver, because no one can ever say anything to me mm-hmm. when, like, say I'm in my office with my books out for school. Well, what's going on in here? Bitch, the work done. Mm-hmm. Don't come for me. Uh-uh. I never give anyone room mm-hmm. where they can say something to me. So, yeah. I stay under the radar in that aspect. Like, uh-uh. This is what we not gonna do.
But I'm with you. I'm about integrity. I'm about doing the job. Whether and it's for me, it's not for anyone else. Mm-hmm. It's just a standard, like you said. Hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself to a standard. I just do things the way right. I know I need to get it done. How I like to get it done. I don't like anyone to tell. I'm such a forward thinker. I'm going to start thinking of things before you can even tell me what it is, so I can already get it done.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, mm-hmm. I don't have time for you to sit there and wait for you to tell me what to do.
Right.
Right. Find something.
Do mm-hmm. what you feel needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. That's called being an assertive person.
That's and right. Like, right. That's in relationships
and proactive.
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't sit there and wait for you to tell me this needs to be done when I can see that it needs, to be done. So,
right.
Those are characteristics of mm-hmm. a leader.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to
and
see
everybody
me.
Doesn't have to be in front to be a leader. You can lead from behind. Mm-hmm. You can lead from wherever you are. Exactly. You don't always have to be the person in front.
You can mm-mm. be the support staff mm-hmm. with great leadership skills.
Right.
That's why when everybody comes, Arrington, well, why y'all always coming to me? I ain't the damn supervisor. Well, you always thinking of ways to make things better, and you're so intuitive. Mm-hmm. I love that they see that about me, mm-hmm. but why don't y'all use your brain? You're here just like I am. You see everything I see. Use your brain.
And you've been doing the same, like you said, you're doing the same thing I'm doing. Why can't you notice and recognize?
Mm-hmm.
And it's right. habitual. It's the same. Mm-hmm.
What needs to be done different to make everything mm-hmm. flow better, mm-hmm. flow accordingly?
When you know there's right. an issue, you know that there's some change need to happen. So why don't you?
I even hold my supervisor accountable when she come to me and be quiet. Bitch, you the supervisor. Why are you asking me? You supposed to know how to do this.
Some people don't know how to.
Are great on paper.
Don't know how to think
outside the box. Yeah,
they need some. They need somebody to drive them to mm-hmm. think.
I'm not doing it. You make the money. You're in the position. You need to know these things. I'm not going to give you the answers to the test. You should already know. Or you need to step aside. Get on out the way for somebody else to come on through here and lead us. Because that's just like with a man. If you cannot show me, tell me, lead by example, now I got to step out of my masculine. I can't mm-hmm. be soft with you if I got to doubt your decisions and how you move.
Mm-hmm.
And you damn sure can't tell me what to do. Because mm-hmm. you don't know what the hell you doing, sir. Mm-hmm. And if I got to deal with somebody or be in a situation like that, shit, I might as well be on my own. I'm not doing it. So, yeah. Back to...
Well, we probably...
Look, we'll do the other probably. One on the next show. But that goes back to that horse. You either going to ride that motherfucker...
Or you going to get trampled over.
Oh, you going to get...
But just don't ride it to Walmart.
But I just want to know. I mean, I wonder why he was arrested. Maybe because it says no pets allowed. What y'all think? I'm trying to figure out. Now, he didn't do anything.
A pet?
That's not true because you can have your ESA in Walmart with you.
Well, maybe that was his.
You can't have no horse in a Walmart.
If he's an emotional support animal.
No, ma'am.
You know I'm for the people.
No, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
For the people.
Don't do that shit.
No, ma'am.
We're for the people. And the people need.
Park your horse outdoors. Don't somebody take him inside. Might
have was trying to mess with him or steal him, and he had to take Stallion in there with him.
He needs a mental health evaluation. That's what he needs. Glasses. Please take us out. thank you for.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you for coming to see us today.
Hearing us today.
Where can they find us?
You can find us on all podcast platforms.
On the horse.
On the horse.
You can find us on I don't know what you want to call this right here, but it's
free
just
podcast
nasty.
Platforms.
Yep.
Period.
And that's it.
If you want to go, look, she can't even tell you to be well.
Yes, you can. Laughter is good for the soul. Now, bye.